time for How Did I Get Here? And now here is your host.
All right, how are you guys doing out there? I hope you're doing well. I'm here in my apartment, chilling out. It's quiet. I just had the band Elstadt in here. They're from Poland, and I had all of them in here actually. Peter, Adam, Andre, and of course Lucas. They're an interesting band. They have drums and then drums but without kick drum. So dual drum sets, one without kick drum, one with bass and guitar, sometimes keyboards instead of guitar. Anyway, they were nice enough to stop by. They played last night at Hotel Vegas. They're playing tomorrow at Rattlers. So I guess you can check them out while they're here from Poland, making an Americana album. It's pretty exciting. I'm playing tonight at Cedar Street with Skyrocket, and then tomorrow we're playing in Houston at the Continental Club. So I guess without further ado, here's my interview with Polish rockers, Elstadt.
We did escape from a surface night. We did surf on the higher water. We couldn't control our highs and pleasures now. Last night I dreamed about her.
All the way from Poland, Elstadt.
Yeah.
Welcome, hello. Welcome to my apartment.
Right. Welcome.
How are you guys doing?
It's a great apartment.
Yeah.
Great place. Yeah, nice. I love your piano.
Thank you so much. I'm here with Adam, Lucas, Peter, and Andre. Andres, right?
Yeah.
Andre.
Yeah. Andre.
Okay. Andre.
Yeah, it's cool.
And you guys hail from Poland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what is the name, Elstadt? What is that?
What does it mean?
Yeah.
Elstadt, it's our city. We are from Łódź. The international name of our city is Lodz, but during the Second World War it held the name Litvánstadt.
Oh, okay.
During German occupation. And it's kind of our tribute, you know, to our city. We are very tight with the city. We love it and we hate it at the same time, you know, but...
How is that? Tell me that. Explain that to me.
What?
You love and you hate it. Or you feel like maybe it's you're trapped there as well as...
I think it's with every place, you know, you're tied very close. I was born in Łódź, so I spent 30 years of my life. I'm traveling a lot and trying, you know, to... sometimes I can see my city, you know, from the distance. I wish our city will, and especially the people that are running the city, you know, would be more... modern thinking.
Yeah, modern. I would say that if you want to catch the feeling of the city, it's like, which is like Manchester of 70s.
Oh, okay. Wow, well then, you know what? That's a great place for music.
Yeah,
yeah, it is. You know, artistically, you know, if you have a lot of money and you want to go there to find an inspiration, it's a really great place, you know, because Łódź was never destroyed during the Second World War, so we can see the 19th century industrial city as it was in the 19th century. Almost everything's there.
Oh, wow.
And it's pretty cool, you know, it's quite dark, which I appreciate, you know. I like this place a lot, and it is very inspiring for an artist, you know, but it's harder to live there, you know, and to work, you know.
The swamps are everywhere under the city.
Swamps?
Yeah, swamps.
Wow. You have alligators?
So it's, no.
Like these sophisticated European alligators with badass
shoes. Like big.
Yeah. We got buildings, you know, we got buildings.
Yeah.
And one last thing, the Łódź, its meaning of it, it's boat.
The boat city, okay. So we are the boat people.
Okay.
Yeah.
Welcome, boat people.
Yeah.
To my apartment. Nice. To which, if it flooded, you would have had to take in a boat, but it hasn't flooded yet. Yeah. So you guys are here and you're recording an EP.
Yeah, we are recording an EP. Maybe it's, you know, because right now we got like 7 songs, so maybe if we put 3 more, it's gonna be, you know, LP. But it's a kind of a tribute album. It's the first cover album consists of the cover songs in our history.
Right.
And we're gonna play American music mostly. You know, the artists that inspired us.
Uh-huh.
The artists that we admire, and most of them are Texans.
That's very flattering.
Yeah, and you got a great music culture, you know. And the thing was, you know, that we've been to Austin like twice.
Yeah.
A year ago and 2 years ago. So we decided to come back here. You know, we made a lot of friends in this place.
It's easy to make friends, isn't it?
Yeah. So if we want to, you know, to have this American flow on our record, you know, even though that we are from Poland, Austin is a great place to come and record the album.
Yeah.
So, are
you recording it on your own here?
No. We stayed at for a few days. We stayed at in Lockhart.
Uh-huh.
There's a place called Purple Bee, uh-huh, run by our friend Gregor. He's in Poland. He's from Poland and he's living here like 20 years.
Okay.
And he's got this great, really great studio there over there. So we were welcome, you know.
Did you have the barbecue while you were there too?
We had a barbecue. We had a hamburgers.
Actually, we have Mexican Tex-Mex all the time.
Oh yeah, you like
so
it
so far? Yeah,
we like it a lot.
I'm gonna switch tonight.
What are you gonna switch to?
I don't know what you propose.
Barbecue.
Okay.
It's true. So what was the it was a calling get what is the tie to American music? Was it mysterious to you and you wanted to find out more about it and sort of be in the area where it was made?
The fact is, you know, that the background of this music is still mysterious for, I think, the most of European people that have never been to America. But the fact is, you know, that this music is pretty well known all around the world, you know, and
a lot of it's also really well known in Europe. There's a very a lot of these people have bigger followings,
yeah,
over
course
there,
yeah,
than they did over here or do over here.
Yeah,
like Towns. I saw that you were doing a Towns,
yeah,
song.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and the fact about Towns Van Zandt is that for me, you know, he's he should be more recognized in Poland. You know, he should. Have to be more popular in Poland, and
yeah,
this is also part of my job because I'm a huge Towns Van Zandt fan, and I've heard this 3 days ago. I've had this great privilege to meet his son JT.
Oh, what a
I
great
went,
guy!
I went over his place, you know, for dinner, and it was awesome. You know, he's a great guy. You know, with this huge respect for his father. You know, it was just me and JT. You know, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course, the spirit of his father was somewhere else, you
yeah,
know, so
yeah,
of course, with us, but he's such an inspiring person himself,
yeah,
you know, I mean, John.
He's a nice guy.
He's a pretty nice guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he promised, you know, he will record one song with us.
Oh, fantastic.
His father, so we got really this great featuring on our album.
Wow.
The other song we're going to record is a song of Lee Hazelwood called Leather and Lace, and I decided that I want a chick on this one, you know,
yeah.
And I got this. We invited this friend of mine, Adele Bettel, the lead singer of Sons and Daughters, this Scottish band.
I don't know.
They are signed to Domino Records,
uh-huh,
and they were performing on the Subway Southwest a few years ago.
Uh-huh.
So it's gonna be great, you know, because Adele's got this really great voice that will fit the style.
Perfectly. How long are you guys gonna stay through South by Southwest? Or
No. I'm here like 10 days and a guy just came here like 2 days ago, but we're gonna leave on next Tuesday.
Okay.
So it's a really short time, you know, short period of time, but many things happened here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what usually happens here. So talk to me about the history of the band. What kind of, how long have you guys, like,
oh,
it's how did you guys come together as a band? And when was that?
It was in 2002.
Wow.
So
10 years, huh?
10 years. I was 20 there. And the fact was, you know, that there was this European Union thing, you know, like this
workshops,
cultural exchange
between countries.
Uh huh.
And we were traveling at this time to France, to Strasbourg.
Uh huh.
Yeah, and then this is the place when the
when we
the,
first
the
together,
core of
yeah,
the band really
it was
each
you
other.
No, no, no,
no,
no. Four of us. I mean, without Peter, because Peter,
okay,
he's a. We had a different drummer then.
Okay.
And the fact is, you know, that it's strange, you know, because of four guys from Łódź, from the same city, we've had the first opportunity to play, to really play together in a quite a good, you know, an inspirational environment
uh-huh,
in France. So that's quite funny, you know.
That's weird.
Yeah. But Strasbourg is like our, you know, the birth, the city of our birth. So we decided to play together. It took us like 2 years to really decide that we want to go on with it. You know, on 2008, you know, we've released our first album. We finally managed to, you know, to find a label.
What did you guys do for that, for all those years? Like, what happened in between 2002 and 2008?
You got rid of that, you know, guy, as I told you, you know, it took us really like 2 years to really feel that we want to go on with Wallstadt, you know. First of all, it was just rehearsals, you know, and we were meeting each other sporadically. It was like we got a band, but we didn't have a show. So we didn't have, this.
Right.
And then we started to feel that this is the thing we want to go on with. Uh-huh. And we started to collect songs. I was the main writer, you know, and my main writer for the album. And I'm not the person, you know, who writes like 100 songs per year.
Right.
So you know, the process, it was kind of slow. But also, you know, we decided to record everything by ourselves. So it was mainly home recordings. And we were trying, you know, to make this album sound as, you know,
as good as possible.
Yeah, as good as possible. And we were looking for a label.
Yeah.
And we had some others arrangement in music as well. So we had other projects.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah,
we took time
to
focus on Elster.
On Elster, yeah.
Okay. And so once you guys got together and you put that record out, you guys started touring.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. When you started, I noticed that the band is like, is it bass, guitar, drums, and percussion?
We are calling it like two drum sets, you know,
because
it's not only percussion, it's more like that, you know, it's almost the...
a second drummer.
Second drummer, but without
the bass.
Yeah, bass
drummer. Right. And so how does that... No, it's all right. I've always been fascinated with that. Like, that was a thing that happened in American music and Southern rock, like the Allman Brothers and stuff
that's
that.
True.
And the Grateful Dead and stuff. They had actually two drummers.
Yeah.
But there was a band from Scotland, and I don't know exactly how far they went, but we shared management for a while in the late 90s, and they were called Vodka. This guy named Kit. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
But his band was two drummers, and they both faced each other and kind of played off of each other. You guys don't play the same, like,
no.
Obviously you're not playing kick drum.
No.
But you are.
Yeah, yeah.
So what are you doing fills and
sometimes, you know, we get together, you know, to make better sound, strong sound, but sometimes we play actually different patterns. Like,
right. Like that sometimes
I do one giant pattern.
Yeah,
and Peter plays like bass and kick snare and hi-hat, so it is like the main bass rhythm and the spirit, you know.
Yeah.
The waves.
Yeah. And the bass and guitar plays together more.
Yeah.
So yeah, we
like
are close in the frequencies, so
we're like more melodic instruments.
We're almost like a...
The bass is more melodic.
The four
than
of
rhythmic.
Us is almost like a two great musicians.
So, when live, do you have recordings that go along at the same time or no? Do you play straight up live?
Oh,
do you have
we are using
running
sampler.
Sampler?
We are using sampler
for some songs,
but really like four or five songs, and it's quite important, you know, because this electronic stuff, you know, we are using on a stage, they are like this main ingredient for that particular songs.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like there's a little bit more. I don't know your first record, but I have this one that's out. I'm sorry. I don't know the name.
ELP.
Right.
Yeah.
So. What does that mean?
You know, it's between EP and LP. You know?
Oh, okay.
It was
okay.
This crazy idea, you know, to even have this puppet that name is ELP, you know, with us.
Right.
We wanted this puppet to sing one song, the song Puppet Song. But our mix guy, you know, Michael Kant, he decided that he wanted my voice on this one. So.
Yeah, and also the in our city, in our district, in Poland, this is the... What is on the driver's, not license, but how do you call this?
License plate.
On license plate.
Yeah.
That's yeah. ELME,
okay.
Cities, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's cool. I thought you guys were like Emerson, Lake, and Palmer fans or something.
No, please. Even though I know that they've had a, you know, huge fan base and they still got.
You can hate them. I hate them.
I hate them, yeah.
Yeah. Let's do that. I wish I had shots we could take of Jaeger.
But the fact is, you know, that the Greg Lake, I love this guy.
Yeah, he does,
you know,
cool stuff.
Yeah, he did the great stuff with King Crimson. He's got a great voice, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so there's the dual drumming thing, And so you play guitar and sing live?
Yeah, sometimes I play also the keyboards. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
And then you also have this. So to me, this stuff from LP, there's a few songs. It's really interesting because it's not like there's not one focused sound through the whole thing, which yeah. I personally like. And I've always tried to make albums that have interesting turns in mm-hmm. the whole record itself. And I've actually been criticized for that. Did you guys get criticized for that at all?
Yeah, sometimes, yeah. You know, the guy, for example, from Germany, we were speaking with this guy from a label, and he told me that we can't decide which direction we
want. Right, right, right.
Which is not true, you know, because I don't want to criticize anyone, you know, but I was always like a fan of these short songs. Everyone is different than the other, you know, like
the Beatles' White Album.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. This is my right. favorite album yeah. of all time, exactly. you know. So this is my background, you know, this right. kind of records, yeah. you know, it's a colorful, it's a powerful, and you never get bored of it.
Yeah. The same record has Helter it. Skelter and Mother Nature's Son and Piggies.
And the Piggies, like, yeah, exactly. Like and Revolution Number 9.
Revolution Number 9, yeah. yeah exactly. Which I noticed there's some noise, there's like escapes into like sort of noisescapes underneath a couple of songs on LP.
Yeah, there cool. is, you know, and we started to practice we started to use these background noises, you know, at the yeah. beginning of our road. I don't know how to call it. Even on the first record, you can hear it. And it's just messing up with vinyls.
Oh, really?
You know? Yeah. yeah. yeah.
Adam is good vinyl enough. Based samples from different tools, like different soundscapes and...
Oh, cool.
Waterscapes and airscapes and yeah. old time music makers vinyls to put music under the movie.
Oh yeah.
It's very interesting.
That's
you can find somewhere even in here in some old school vinyl shops.
You can find
this thing you were talking about this our record's eclectic, very
very eclectic
and it's somehow comes from us and from our city, from our experience, which is very eclectic also as well in the architecture and uh-huh. the modern art.
Yeah.
So it's kind of spirit, I think, of the city and within us.
Personally, I think it comes. In my case, it comes from my taste, you know, because I remember one thing. When I was 12 years old, you know, I've had this chance to see Bob Dylan live, and it was like for me, it was, you know, the most important thing ever to see him live. But I remember that after like 40 minutes, I started to be. I'm sorry, but it's the fact, you know, I started to be bored with the sound. With that, and you know, it's. I'm looking at Bob Dylan. You know, okay,
yeah.
I see him. You know, I'm listening to the songs. You know, yeah. but everything's the same. The musicians are the same. So I'm getting bored of long gigs. I'm getting bored of long albums. You know,
yeah.
and long songs.
Yeah.
So I wanted, you know, to put as much as I can in a short form. That's yeah. why ELP is just 29 minutes long.
Yeah, it's very short.
Yeah, it is short.
But that's fine. It's enough, you know.
It's like
I mean?
An energetic pill, you know.
Yeah.
Taking
very
it
intense, but very
yeah.
intense.
Yeah. Well, and then let me talk to you about this. I'm going blank on this on the name of the second song, but the second song has this...
Fashion Freak one.
Fashion Freak, yeah. That's the one that has... It has like almost like a...
Samba or Sukus.
Strokes, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden it has like this... Samba thing. It definitely has like a rock and roll piano in the chorus
yeah, exactly.
thing and all that stuff. But then it goes into like this. Where did those influences of that music also from?
I can tell you.
Yeah.
You know this part in the middle, this chorus part.
Yeah.
The brother-in-law of my girlfriend. He's a Cameroonian guy.
He's and a what?
Cameroonian guy.
What's okay from Cameroon?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. And I met him like 5 years ago, and we started to talk about the music. He's also the musician, and he told me this incredible African music, you know,
yeah,
over the place. So every time he's in my place, or every time I'm in his place, we are trying to play this African music together.
Yeah,
and I'm not good in it because it's so hard, you know. I mean, the rhythms are so hard, you know.
Yeah.
He told me that I could be a really good Sukus bass player, you know,
uh-huh.
but I think he's lying to me. But the fact was, you know, it was so inspiring. It was so inspired experience for me that I decided to put this Sukus element into one of the songs. And
yeah.
this is Fashion Freak. And the funny thing about this song is that it consists, it's made by Polish band. It consists, you know, this chorus, like almost Sukus African chorus.
Yeah.
Spanish lyrics in
yeah.
one of them. And it was, how you call it?
Chosen.
It was chosen as, you know, this... the main song for this Fashion Freak festival in Barcelona. It's a fashion festival.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so it's nice, you know. It's got many elements in one song.
That's awesome. I mean, I love the album, and I encourage everyone out there to go out there, and you can find it on iTunes.
Yeah, that's true.
And you can find, what's your website?
Lstadt.com, and I will spell the name of the band, Lstadt.com.
There you go. Okay, so let's talk about Poland and Europe. How do you guys do over there? Do you tour all around? Do you, I mean, obviously they've got your song in a fashion thing there, like how... Is that a big deal over there? Is that like
it's in Barcelona?
In Barcelona. I meant Poland and all of Europe.
Okay.
In the fashion place in Barcelona. I mean, is that like a pretty big?
No, I don't think that we are big in Europe, but we are doing our best to play as much as we can. We got this fan base, you know, that grows and grows in Poland. And uh-huh.
And you guys tour around there? I mean,
oh yeah,
like
a lot. You know, that's why we're here. I'm here just for 2 weeks. You know, because in 10 days we are starting like this 2 months tour.
In Poland?
Just in Poland. Yeah.
Holy shit! You can tour for 2 months in Poland?
Yeah, that's true.
That's awesome.
Every weekend we are playing a gig.
Wow! In a different place? Or are you going back to two places?
Two times with the major cities. We'll play two times.
Poland is a huge country. It's almost as huge as Texas.
Yeah, yeah.
It's true. But more people. More people than
Texas.
40 million people.
Wow. And you guys play outside of Poland at all? Or?
Yeah, we played like... We met in Strasbourg, so we played France, we played Germany, we played Austria.
Russia.
We played Austria. We were shooting the video in Austria.
Yeah.
We played Russia, we played Lithuania, we played Serbia, we played Croatia, we played Hungary, we played Slovakia.
Have you toured here in the States as well?
Yes, we were playing just here in Texas and in LA. We played like Houston, Fort Worth a few times, Austin,
Dallas,
Los Angeles, and Toronto, Canada.
So how is that touring around here? I mean, like, what's the difference for you being from there?
In LA?
No, I mean, like, touring around Texas. Like, going from Austin to Fort Worth and then going to Houston to play. How different is that than your experiences going out for a weekend and doing shows in Poland?
For me, you know, the United States is just too kind of an exotic thing for me. You
right.
know? Because I can't used to it, you know, and I can't... I'm so happy to be here, you know, really.
Right.
Because
but,
you know,
yeah, but you got to understand also that somebody like me does not see Fort Worth as exotic in any way.
I know, actually, yeah. But we were playing in this place called Fred's Cafe, which is located in not exactly in the downtown of Fort Worth.
Right.
And it was it's just this hamburger place.
Yeah.
With a great food made by Terry Chandler, the outlaw chef, and our close friend. And you know, but this place is, you know, is pretty well known for this country performance, you know, an acoustic country performance.
Did you guys play an acoustic show there?
We played an acoustic show there, and it was quite nice, you know. They reacted pretty well. But next time we came there with our whole electric, you know, stuff, you know, and equipment, and we played a hard psychedelic rock and roll gig, and these people really loved it. And this is something, you know, that fascinates me, you know, that. We easily made a lot of friends here, you know.
Yeah.
And you Texan people are very nice.
People are very open. If you go if you are on the South by Southwest, it's something different.
Right.
And
yeah, I was going to ask that. Like, it must have been weird when you came here South by Southwest and then came when it wasn't a South by Southwest. It must seem like, whoa.
The South by Southwest, the audience is more accidental, I would say. If you are not a well-known band, then this is just accidental. But if you go somewhere, like to other cities, they are just basic... local people,
right?
And it's amazing because they are very open. And if you have a good energy and you
message,
and you touch them, they are really going. Good.
Yeah, that's awesome. Are you guys doing any more shows while you're here? Just last night?
We are playing tomorrow at the Rattle Inn Saturday.
Okay.
Rattle Inn, Race Backstage. Yeah, this is the name of the place.
Okay.
Rattle Inn.
Rattle Inn.
It's close to Star Bar.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's a new spot.
Okay.
Here in Austin. So we are playing tomorrow at 10 o'clock.
Any plans when this EP is going to come out? Do you have any idea?
We need to collect the recordings we made here, and we made a lot of takes of every track, you know. So we need to collect this stuff, you know, work on them in Poland and dub it with some instruments. And I hopefully it will be ready like at the beginning of May.
Yeah,
we'd like that.
Yeah.
We really like that.
Yeah.
We had the idea to record everything like at once.
Yeah,
live,
yeah.
and it was possible thanks to Gregor in Parabubi Studios. So
yeah,
we're very pleased.
And then tomorrow you can come play piano at my house.
I'd love to.
Yeah, as you're welcome to.
I'd love to. Yeah,
I'm flattered.
And it's gonna be on a Toms van Zandt one.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
High, low, and in between. Yeah.
Exciting. Anything else that I should know about you guys? Peter, you haven't said anything, man.
Oh,
I feel bad.
Yeah, I'm feeling bad. I have allergy.
Oh, you do? Yeah. Oh, that's terrible. I thought you had too much last night. After party over there at Hotel Vegas. You guys aren't living there. You're living at Bee Caves, you said?
Yeah, we are living at Bee Caves. We spent also one night at this Gregor's place at the Purple.
Yeah, yesterday we went to this place called White Horse. Near the this country party, and it was also amazing.
Let me ask you a question. On Death of a Surfer Girl, you ever listen to this band called Sisters of Mercy?
I know them, yeah.
There's like a vibe of that on there.
It's amazing, you know. Many people are
you hate that?
No. But you know, it's the first time I hear, you know, that we are compared to Sisters of Mercy, you know.
This connection.
Yeah. So it's quite nice, you know.
Yeah, I mean, just specifically that song. There's something about it that has... But it's just that one song.
In Poland, I've heard more like, wow, it's Depeche Mode.
Yeah, it has that too.
Yeah.
But it's a little darker than Depeche Mode. That's
I think
Sisters
so,
of Mercy
yeah.
was like a little more underground
thanks,
than Depeche
thanks.
Mode to me. And there's another thing. Did Simon Le Bon really say that you sound like Billy Idol?
Yeah, exactly.
When you say had in the chorus of that song, that word, it sounds exactly like it sounds like you're singing the song and then Billy Idol came in and said had and then walked away. Like, seriously,
that's pretty funny.
Yeah. So I think that's it. I mean, don't you think that because you don't sound like him except for when you say that one word.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay,
well, so you guys have enjoyed yourself here in Texas, and I'm looking forward to hearing your I guess Americana EP.
Let's call it like that.
Do you have a name for it yet?
I was thinking about it, you know, and it's a kind of a cliche, but it's a very important cliche for me, you know. I thought to call it You Gotta Move.
That's awesome.
Good title.
Plus I have to say, someone that has an important cliche, like, there are cliches, but there are ones that are very important to us.
Yeah.
No one ever says that, so thank you, Lucas. Thank you guys for coming on.
Yeah, thank you for having
play
us
some more
here.
Music and check out El Stop.
Thanks.
All right. I'd like to thank my guest El Stop for coming by. They're from Poland. I hope you enjoyed that interview. It was short, but it was sweet. They are playing at Rattlers. I'll put it on the website there. You can find it, and I'll put links to their site, elstadt.com, elstadt.com. Check them out. And thank you again for listening to How Did I Get Here? Let's listen to a little more Elstadt. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Now you got a message, so face it and use it. You know your heart is beating like an ancient drum. Well, if your finger's on the trigger, you're not a killer. You lost control, but I tell you just how much you want it. Well, you don't, and you know it. And we're free.